Starbucks. There you go.
Okay. How you doing, Blackjack?
I'm good.
Poor Blackjack. It's like super early for him.
I'm excited. I'm laying down while I record. I've never recorded this way, but it's nice and comfortable, so I recommend it.
I'm sure the ladies are just
don't fall asleep.
Starbucks will keep you awake.
I think that means she's good. Okay.
Oh, I'm good. You cut out for a second.
Each other over today, and I think it's going to be really, really fun. And then we'll give our critique after each performance, and afterward we'll talk about results. So good luck, everybody, and let's get to the first person. A song from Enchanted called The Happy Working Song. So. Let's see if Snow was screwed.
Okay.
Come, my little friends, as we all sing a happy little working song. Merry little voices, clear and strong. Come and roll your sleeves up, so to speak, and pitch in. Cleaning crud up in the kitchen as we sing. Drill a cheery tune in the tub as we scupper stubborn mildew stain. Lug a hairball from the shower drain to that gay refrain of the happy working song. We'll keep singing without fail, otherwise we'd spoil it. Hosing down the garbage pail and scrubbing up the toilet. Ooh! How we all enjoy letting loose with a little la-da-da-da-dum. While we're emptying the vacuum, it's such fun to hum a happy working song. A happy working song. Oh, how strange a place to be, till Edward comes for me. My heart is sighing. Still, as long as I am here, I guess a new experience could be worth trying. Hey, keep trying. You could do a lot when you got such a happy little tune to hum. While you're sponging up the soapy scum, we adore each filthy chore that we determine. So friends, even though you're vermin, we're a happy working song. Singing as we fetch the detergent box, or the smelly shirts and the stinky socks. Sing along, if you cannot sing then hum along, as we're finishing our happy working song.
And that was Snow Fender with Happy Working Song from Enchanted. Wow, Snow, that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Blackjack, what'd you think?
That was very, very good. She had all the, like... Oh, I wanted to say, I'm going to do this episode like MFB. Because I'm... My heart is really slow right now, so... that was very good. I liked your energy a lot. I could picture you performing it, and you had, like, the inflections on a lot of the words, and I liked the toilet part you said, too.
Yes.
And I thought this was great performed. Whoever screwed you did a bad job of screwing you, because this was an anti-screw, I think.
Yeah.
They like you.
This was a pretty good choice of song for you, Snow. I know you were worried about it, but, like, wow, like, I was just smiling the whole time. I could feel your just bubbly energy, and it was just so catching. I loved it. Valk, what did you think?
Yeah, I don't think someone was trying to screw you over, because this is like, I could see this in my head as a song choice, so I assume you were just being nice.
Are we gonna say who tried right now?
Yeah, we probably should, huh?
Guess who?
This week you were screwed by Nellie!
Dun dun dun! Yeah. Kinda, sorta.
Nellie likes.
Oh, Nellie likes
Snow,
I think.
Apparently. But yeah, I thought your energy was really good. My only note was like some parts were dragging a little, like the timing went weird, like on the like Ever Comes to Me part, and like a few other parts. And like, you could hit the higher notes and it sounded like you were afraid to, but like, I think if you would have gone all the way, it would have sounded prettier, but like, the way you did it sounded fine. It just sounded kind of, strainy too. But I thought this was good. Sorry, it was fun to listen to.
The fix would have been more breast support, so that it wouldn't like, you know, she could carry it all the way through. But besides that, it was just awesome. Next, we have Sasuya.
I've never heard of that song.
Will you say your every day is a bad dream that keeps repeating? Well, maybe you should have thought about that when you were cheating. How do you like that furnished room? The bed, the chair, and the table. The TV picture comes and goes. Too bad you don't have cable. How do you like those paper plates and those pork and beans you're eating? Maybe you should have thought about that when you were cheating. It's fair we traded. Your pickup truck is running fine. It's a cozy ride for dating. Yes, I've been out a time or two. Though the comfort I was needing, maybe you should have thought about that when you were cheating. You your bed and it's out of mine. You lie awake and I feel just fine. You've done your sewing, now you can do the reading. Maybe you should have thought about that when you were cheating. Came of what's her name after she spent all your money? Did she leave you like you left me? Well, sometimes life is funny, but I'll be glad to take you back just as soon as I stop breathing. Maybe you should have thought about that.
and cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saying it sexually.
Yeah. That was very awesome.
What do you think? I think this was awesome. And people are doing a bad job at, like, screwing people over things. Suited your voice so well, and I like never would have pictured you on this type of song because you usually do like rock and stuff, but like I really loved your emotion in it, and like the long notes sounded really pretty. Yeah, I can't, like, this is really, really awesome. I love this.
Yeah, like a punk singer all of a sudden went country and just owned it. It was crazy. I really liked it. I really thought like, the parts where you were singing, maybe you should have thought about it when you were cheating. I was like, oh, the first time. Like, legitimately. Yeah, so it was really good. Blackjack, what do you think?
I'm still, like, tripping out at how great Sassy is, because she's, like, this amazing actress, and then she's, like, this awesome singer, too. And, yeah, like you said before, we were used to hearing our rock. Now it's just something else, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. This song just made me think of Autumn, who had, I found out she had I was her VH boyfriend, and she had a regular boyfriend, and then, and she had a Christmas boyfriend, too.
Oh.
So, maybe she should have thought of that before she cheated on me with Animated 93, Eric.
She's a VH4.
This is a
giant awful triangle. Squared thing.
Sassia was screwed by Soyala.
Dun, dun, dun. Not really.
Singing Dirty Little Secret.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Let me know that I've done wrong when I've known this all along. Go around a time or two just to waste my time with you. Tell me all that you've thrown away. Find out games you don't want to play. You are the only one that needs to know. I'll give you my dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone or you'll be just another regret. A dirty little secret. Who has to know when we live such fragile lives? It's the best way we survive. Go around a time or two just to waste my time with you. Tell me all that you've thrown away. Find out games you don't want to play. You are the only one that needs to know. I'll keep you my dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone or you'll be just another regret. A dirty little secret.
Who has to know the way he feels inside? Those thoughts I can't deny. These sleeping dogs will die. And all I've tried to hide is eating me apart. Grace this life out.
I'll keep you
you my dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone or you'll be just another recurrent.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone or you'll be just another regret. My dirty little secret, dirty little secret, dirty little secret. Who has to know? Who has to know?
And that was Russ singing Dirty Little Secret. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know if you've ever gotten this before, but I can imagine you as, like, a slightly deeper voice Timon from The Lion King.
I don't think anyone's ever told him he sounds like
everyone has said this before.
Oh, really?
He's gonna be, like, gritting his teeth, like...
But it's true. On this song, you sounded like Timon. I want to give you a huge hug, because, like, this song is super hard, and I don't know if the person who chose this for you thought they were screwing you, but, like, you weren't screwed, because you did awesome. And, like, that falsetto jump made me laugh, but it was completely amazing. And then you went all low with it. It was just, I love how you had fun with this. On the parts that were hard for you, I could tell you struggled through it, but you know what? Awesome, man. Great job.
Yeah, I really like that. Russ had a lot of fun with it. I was laughing on the falsetto parts a lot.
I was like laugh out loud laughingly. It was so great.
I think, let's see, my heart rate skipped a beat and I was laughing. Oh yeah.
Russ, you got Blackjack's heart skipping beats over here.
He came back in regularly. Yeah.
Now, what'd you think of Russ?
My mind was like blown. Like, sing like this on Rockstar, I'm like, all this fun. Like, whoa. I like didn't picture you on the song. Like, I was kind of expecting it to be like, it's gonna be Russ, so it's gonna sound like opera song. But you didn't do that, and that made me like super happy. Like, your vibrato wasn't really there at all. It sounded like really smooth and cool, and like, yeah. My mind was blown. I was like, you sound so awesome on this song. It was just like, yeah.
Russ,
amazing.
You brought it, Russ. Great job. I guess we have to say who screwed or tried to screw Russ.
Who was Michelle?
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle.
Maybe she thought it would be awesome and maybe just all down for us.
I think of the road song that ended up being like hard for him, but then the final product was like amazing, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see who's next. Next up, we have Dylan Collins.
Mm. Ooh, I'm excited for this one, too.
Yeah, singing Ballroom Blitz.
Ooh, exciting.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy?
Yeah.
Nick?
Chase me.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
Oh, it's been getting so hard living with the things you do to me. Well, things are getting so strange, like I tell you everything I see. Oh, I see a man in
the back, as a matter of fact, and his eyes were as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner that no one ignores, cause she thinks she's a passionate one. Oh yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone attack, get on seven to a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want a 1 year old seven to a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Stop! Oh, reaching out for something, touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left of you. And the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's mourner. She could kill you with the wink of an eye. Oh, yeah, it was electric. So frantically hectic. And the band started leaving, cause they all stopped breathing. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone attack and turn into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna work, I don't turn into a ballroom blitz. 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 Like lightning, everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna warn you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. It's a ballroom blitz. It's a ballroom blitz. It's a ballroom blitz. Yeah, it's a ballroom blitz.
And that was Dylan singing ballroom blitz. This was a lot. I think this is really, really super. And like, I was surprised how well. Blackjack, what do you think?
Actually, I like could like before the song started, like I was excited because like I could like already have heard Dylan on this song, and then I got a nice. Like I got the vibe when he was saying the frightening and all that shit. It sounded like how he did the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which
yes,
he did really
good.
That yes, it kind of reminded me of like
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Though I don't think I've ever heard Dylan on the Time Warp, but I imagine it would sound.
No, he did Sweet Transvestite.
Oh my god,
what the fuck owned that song, like, yeah, and I think adding that type of style to this, like, really helped him, too, with that, it was really good.
Okay. Valky, you know what'd you think?
I feel like you got screwed a little bit, because, like, I wish you had, like, more energy on the, verses, and, like, I liked the kind of, like, I don't know, I just feel like overall she had more energy, because of, like, the backtrack was kind of, like, raw in your face, and it sounded like you were trying to perform it, like, Broadway style, which means they're, like, rocking it out and being all, like, balls to the wall. Yeah, and like sometimes it sounded like the backtrack was just giving you like the timing on the choruses was kind of, I forgot, it was either you were going too slow, I think you were going a little too slow on some lines and stuff, but I really like the, like, bridges to the choruses, like, yeah, I don't know.
One thing I really liked about this is how every, like, chorus, verse, and bridge was, like, different, like, you never did one verse the same exact way. Which kind of really interesting to me.
I don't know. It's kind of weird to me. Like, it's like he's like having a seizure. And I was like, what's going on?
It's a Dylan seizure.
It's always like seizuring while he's in this chair.
It's a ballroom blitz.
I think maybe someone tried to screw Dylan, but he deflected it pretty well.
Yeah.
I feel like it was like half, he got half screwed, because half of it I liked, and half of it was kind of like,
half screwed.
Half screwed.
who was it, anyway?
It was actually Russ.
Russ? I didn't know he was such a Ballroom Blitz fan.
Yeah, that was actually really funny. Like, he maybe what Valk is missing is more of, like, the Dylan flair, how he, like, calls out people and stuff.
Yeah, but, that's like, what it is. Like, it felt like he was holding back a little.
But I think he had a good comparison to, like, most, like, energetic performances. Dylan usually brings the energy, you know?
So it's a curse.
It's the curse.
Because if you know some, if you, like, because Valk listens to everything, so, like, he knows what Dylan's capable of.
But I thought this was pretty darn good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next on our screw you list. Let's see here. I think it's Autumn.